This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The deadline is tomorrow for the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to figure out what to do with vaping, which products are deemed safe enough to stay on the market, which get banned. Marketplace's Caroline Champlin has more.
When UC San Diego professor Laura Crotty Alexander started researching vaping nearly a decade ago, products were hardly regulated, and many vape makers were small businesses.
One thing to understand is that the majority of e-cigarettes are now made and sold by Big Tobacco.
That includes Vuse, owned by Reynolds American, and Juul, partially owned by Altria. Both are being scrutinized by the FDA. Physician and Stanford professor Robert Jackler researches tobacco advertising. He says the FDA could restructure that landscape.
The FDA could ban all use of social media on the part of all types of nicotine products that aren't therapeutic to help smokers.
Another possibility, the FDA could limit nicotine concentration in vapes.
In the United States, there's no limit. The only practical limit is when the nicotine gets too bitter.
Successful applications from e-cigarette makers will need to prove their product protects public health. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.